Hey guys, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for watching again. I appreciate you tuning in every week. Today I want to answer the question, what's the difference between a good guy and a great man? People ask all the time because it's the name of my company, Good Guys to Great Men. One of the examples that describes the difference between a good guy and a great man is the issue of a guy chasing his wife around relentlessly. One trait of good guys or nice guys, if you read Dr. Glover's book, No More Mr. Nice Guy, is the ever-present need to fix, the relentless need to repair things or to help things or to make things better. In other words, it's called people-pleasing, trying to do something to make people around you feel better with the hidden agenda to make yourself feel better. So let's get to the very popular topic lately since the release of our Diffuse the Divorce Bomb online course. We have a lot of students asking, well, why shouldn't I chase my wife? Why shouldn't I let her know that I love her? I know she doesn't want to be with me. I know she's a little overwhelmed. I know she's been asking for space, but why shouldn't I pursue her? Why shouldn't I let her know what I want and be really clear about what I want and what I expect from her? And you can already tell that's that fix-it pressure. It's like me when I hear my brakes squeaking, the first thing I want to do is go to the auto parts store, get parts, and fix my brakes. I'm a fixer too, and one of the things I've had to learn that in relationships, when you feel things are going wrong, it's counterintuitive, but one of the worst things you can do when you feel things are going wrong is immediately jump to analyze and troubleshoot and negotiate and analyze and try to interrogate a solution. And try to employ your wife in helping you figure out what's wrong so you can make everything better. And the reason this doesn't work is because women can smell at the molecular level an insecure, needy man who is trying to make himself feel better. And although he can intellectually and usually with some amount of bravado convince her, no, it has nothing to do with that, he just wants to fix things and move on. The truth is that when women move away from us and they want space and they don't want to respond the way we're used to, it makes us insecure. It makes us nervous. It makes us anxious. We have this dreaded sense of doom, pending doom that something's going to happen or something is happening that we should know about, that we need to find out about. And the monkeys in your head never stop. So the difference between a good guy and a great man is the great man understands there's a certain dynamic at work when people pull away, whether it's his wife or anybody else in his life, when they want space, when they don't want to be next to him or with him. The great man doesn't take it personally. He realizes he has a role to play in creating the environment in his relationships, but he also grants people the autonomy to have their own life, their own demons, their own problems, their own thoughts. And when they grant that autonomy, they're being generous with empathy and they're being generous with space. And the great man actually has something else to do in his life besides just pursue this person and to try to fix the problem and analyze it to the point where he can finally sleep at night because now he knows he's going to be okay. The great man knows he's going to be okay anyway. And so when you're in a situation where your wife is pulling away from you, wanting space, or treating you a little bit like a leper, I want you to understand that the great man moves into a space of calmness. He hangs around other initiated men who really get this. He grants time and space, and he grants empathy and a little bit of compassion for her to process what she's going through by herself. And he doesn't take it personally. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing more attractive to women and horses, as you hear me talk about. I'm out here at the barn today with the horses. There's nothing more attractive to women and horses than someone who knows what they're doing, who knows that they're okay, who doesn't need to get an immediate response or immediate reaction or immediate success from them. He lets them have their head and he sits back. He doesn't go away like a little boy and say, well, screw you, I'm going to go off with my buddies and go drinking. He's still available. He's still responsive. He's still engaged. But he's also very much in his own lane of happiness, and he knows he's going to be okay. And he knows the more rope he can give her and the less pressure he puts on her, the better off everybody's going to be in the end. So that's my piece of advice to go from good guy to great man for you today. I hope that helped. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.